Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So all across the country, we're seeing fast food workers like at McDonald's going on strike, demanding not just better wages, not just better benefits, but safe working conditions. This is the big one. You know, all across the country, one of the things that we're hearing is these are the people who remember, and I know it's really hard for us to remember, but these are the folks that we were calling essential. These were the people who had to keep going to work even though everything else was shut down because they were essential. They were the people we were calling heroes. Remember that? They were the ones who we were going to give $25,000 to for showing up to work, and I'm still questioning, where's that $25,000 at? But through all of this, their voice has been loud and clear. We want $15 an hour for a minimum wage and a union to bargain for not just better wages, not just better benefits, but safe working conditions. And here to share some thoughts on this Fight for 15 and a union campaign, I've asked Richard Eicher to come talk with us. Richard is a maintenance worker at a McDonald's out in Kansas City. He's also one of the leaders in the Fight for 15 and a union movement. Richard, thanks for taking time for us.
Thank you for having me.
So you'll walk me through some of this because, you know, I'm sure you've heard it. You're essential. You're a hero. You're all that stuff. Right now, safety is front and foremost, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And what are you guys doing to make sure that that doesn't get lost? Because I don't know where you're at, but in our neighborhood, things are starting to really go away quickly. That extra buck or two they gave workers is already clawed back. Some of the PPE stuff being clawed back. What are you seeing on the job?
Well, what I'm seeing on the job is, for instance, that there was initially a very slow response. So why now we have plastic shields installed on the front line? We have plastic shields in the drive-thru. We have face masks. We have gloves. They're taking our temperature. But this didn't really consistently happen until late May or mid-late May. You know, we've already been in this for a couple of months
right
before all this stuff started rolling out. You know, this is an example of the slow response that McDonald's corporate had to this pandemic. Even though we were called essential workers, you know, we were not initially given the protective gear that we needed to protect ourselves at that time. It only through when we went on strike and started protesting and bringing light to this attention to this, that McDonald's corporate began to step up and start to respond and made sure to start getting this stuff out to the stores.
No, and again, it comes back to this moment of nothing is ever given. It's demanded, it's fought for. And as I've been watching across the country at a number of fast food places around the country, it's been the courage of people like you to step up, speak out, and demand fair treatment. And without the organization that you guys have, I don't think any of this stuff happens.
Yeah, you're correct on that. I've been a part of Fight for 15 for 7 years now. I've been on strike multiple times. For example, the Fighting for 15 and a union. You know, one good example is just this quarter, McDonald's corporate gave out $1 billion to its shareholders, you know, in the midst of a pandemic. And yet the first quarter, they gave $1 billion too. That $1 billion didn't go down any. And yet I know that during the height of this pandemic, my hours were cut. My fellow workers' hours were cut. People were laid off. People were furloughed. We were all making less money. And then those that were working extra hard to try to keep things going. And yet McDonald's, they just turned around and just, they didn't reduce any of it. They gave another $1 billion away as if it was nothing, you know. Yeah. And all of its workers were the ones, we were the ones working to earn that money, you know. I mean, my store's lobby isn't open yet, so we're doing drive-thru. And we have been repeatedly asking us to step up, you know, get the cars out, get moving, get going for drive-thru. And yet, you know, McDonald's, we're asking McDonald's to step up and take responsibility for its workers. You know, I've worked for over 25 years for McDonald's corporate and never had a paid sick day all my whole time.
There. That's insane. And, you know, the thing that gets me is, you know, during this whole crisis, when places were shut down, the people that we called non-essential workers, they were sent home. They were forced to stay home, shelter in place. They were given an extra $600 a week on top of their unemployment. And yet you guys who showed up every day not only had to work harder You didn't get that extra $600. You didn't get really anything to make the risk, not to just yourself, but to your family, worth it.
Well, yeah, there were some incidents that caused some incidents at my store, because it ever worked when work. Some workers found out about how the workers who had gotten furloughed or who were no longer working were actually making more money staying at home than we were working at the store itself. It shows you a good example of the kind of wages that McDonald's corporate pays its workers.
Right.
That, you know, you're actually making more money at staying at home than you would being on your job. And how does that work out to be essential? You know, you're paying the non-essential workers to stay home more than you're paying the workers to do the actual work.
No, I mean, that's really incredible. But, you know, here's the thing, and why I think it's so important that the work that you guys are doing to raise awareness, not just to this moment in history, but to the fact that, you know, every job should be a living wage job. Every job should come with dignity and respect. And, you know, society, for some reason, has looked down on people who work in the restaurant industry, and especially in the fast food industry. And I'll tell you, it's hard work. I guess I don't have to tell you that, you know. But mm-hmm. I think people need to realize that every job should be a good job. And only by doing what you're doing can you make that such.
That's correct. I mean, people will ask me, you know, am I worried about getting infected at work? You know, as a maintenance man, it's my job to take out the trash. It's my job to pick up trash on the parking lots, clean the bathrooms. So I have lived with the fear of becoming ill through work for years now. This is COVID-19 just added an extra layer to that, you know, on top of my already worrying about what all I have to deal with every single day, just as part of my job, you know. And so, you know, and then we worry. We take the everybody has their temperature taken when they come in the mornings. We worry what's going to happen if one of the workers gets sick, you know. And the thing about it is that for years, McDonald's corporate would demand that if you called in sick, you had to have a doctor's note. Now, what happens if you don't have any insurance?
Right.
Or you're underinsured, and you have to go and find a doctor on top and earn that expense on top of missing the hours on there. And so you can see why by putting in those rules, it's almost encouraging people to come in even if they're sick.
It's not encouraging, it's forcing them to do it. And this again is, it's one of these moments, Richard, where this pandemic has exposed a lot of the problems that we have in this country, a lot of the vulnerabilities of workers like you who don't have vacations, who don't have sick time, who don't have health insurance. And to put you in the, you know, thrust you into a situation where you're risking not just your lives, but your family's lives and your coworkers' lives, I think is another one of those moments where our society is void of any reality. And I think doing what you guys are doing is so important.
Yeah. And, you know, while I don't have any immediate family living with me, I do have a 12-year-old nephew. Who you know, was wondering why he can't see his uncle as much as he used to. I mean, these are real fears, you know, because I have to worry about getting sick and worry about infecting,
right,
you know, other people that I know, you know, for example, not just my fellow coworkers, but my elderly father, who's 78 now, and, you know, so these are real issues. And we're talking about how McDonald's, you know, for just a little bit of money, you know, less to the shareholders and more for the workers, could provide things like healthcare, could provide things like, you know, childcare too, which is an important issue, especially in this age, you know, where the schools closed, and the parent, the single parent, now has to take care of the child. How is she going to get, you know, childcare? You know, well, I can't come in because of my baby. You know, people, oh yeah, we've heard that excuse before. Mm-hmm. You know, this is real. This is really happening stuff, you know?
Yeah, these are people's lives. You're right on.
I've had cases where employees have taken their children to work with them, you know, had them sit in the lobby because they couldn't leave them at home, you know, because they didn't have anyone to watch them at home.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
this is the real sale. This is really what we're dealing with. It's the reason why we're fighting for 15 and a union, you know, for union recognition, and to get a voice on the job so we can ask for these benefits that so many other union workers take for granted. Things like, you know, paid sick leave, vacation time, you know, child care and retirement, you know.
No, me, all the things that unions have fought for over the years. I wanted to get your kind of a change of topic here real quick. I wanted to get your thoughts. I don't know if you've seen the Arizona Senator Martha McSally's piece of legislation called the American Trip Act. It's almost laughable, you know, while having this conversation with you to even bring up the American Trip Act. But Martha McSally wants to give each individual $4,000 per person, $500 per child. So a family of five would get $9,500 a year to go on vacation. Because obviously she thinks the tourism industry needs a boost. So she wants to give all this money to people to go on vacation. When you see $50 billion being allocated, or she wants to allocate $50 billion for rich people who have paid vacations to go on vacation, what does it make you think?
I know. I am kind of shocked and appalled. I mean, you know, McDonald's workers, you know, McDonald's doesn't go on vacation. I mean, you know, I've worked Christmas Eve. I have worked Thanksgiving. I have worked New Year's. I've even worked Christmas Day at my stores. I mean, some stores, they never shut down. They run 24 hours a day. I mean, time off or vacation? I mean, really? I mean, McDonald's doesn't take a vacation and doesn't expect its workers to either. You got to be there. You got to do your job. You got to show up on time. You got to get the customers out. I mean, yeah, it's like, wow. For the people who have it, it's like, really, that money could be much better spent off on, you know, on
making,
you know,
sure you have health insurance.
Health insurance.
Make sure you get, you know, some paid sick time. Because nowhere in this legislation does it say that Richard Eicher, the guy who works at McDonald's and makes sure that that we get fed, he gets a vacation. And nowhere in that piece of legislation does it say that. No. And that's part of the problem that we have in this country, because for too long, we've gotten away with not addressing the real problems of working people. And it's about time that people stand up and demand better treatment. That's why I'm glad to see you guys doing the work that you're doing. Let me back this up a little bit, because, you know, you said you've been in the industry 25 years now. You've worked for McDonald's all these years. The frame we hear, Richard, quite often is that, well, the only people who work at fast food jobs are pimply-faced teenagers. I'm sure you've heard this. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, where you work, how many pimply-faced teenagers are working in your store?
Well, you know, it's we're talking maybe a third of the employees at most. I mean, you know, two-thirds of the employees that work there are all grown-ups or adults, you know. You know, somebody has to come in at 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. Someone has to be able to work till 1 or 2 o'clock at night. You know, teenagers, you know, even the 15-year-olds in particular, they have all kinds of restrictions on when they can work, you know. And the teenagers themselves have school or parents and stuff like that. So, I mean, they can't work. You know, they can't work all the – they can come in at 3 a.m. and open this door up. They can come work – they can't work till 2 or 3 o'clock at night. I mean, that leaves that up – that's up to the adults. I mean, you know, they say that almost – I can't remember the exact detail, but it's a large percentage of fast food McDonald's workers are single mothers.
No, and that's the reason I brought it up, because, you know, so many people are going, but you know, they're just kids. They don't need $15 an hour.
I've heard that. It says McDonald's says this is America's first job, you know. I know it wasn't necessarily my first job, but I ended up in it and I ended up being good at it. I ended up being proud of what I was doing, you know, and so I kept at it. You know, you have a job, you're good at it, you know, you work hard at it, you know, you should be able to make a living off of it. You know, and that's one of the reasons what we're fighting for, you know, that every job has dignity, every job deserves a living wage. You know, somebody's got to take out the trash, somebody's got to pick up the parking lot, someone's got to clean the bathrooms, someone has to do that. It's not going to do it themselves.
Right.
And so just because somebody has to do it, does it mean they have to be condemned to a lifetime of poverty because they have to do that job? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. And it simply is not. It simply is unjust.
So last question, you know, I've got for you, Richard. How can we help? What is it? Look, I stand with you every time there's an action. I tweet out, hey, you know, stand with these fast food workers. What do you want people to know? You know, as they're driving in their cars, as they're listening on their radios, what do you want folks to know? What do you want them to know about Richard Eicher's life and what 15 in a union would mean to you?
Well, I think that the most important thing to do in this election year that can help us is look at the politicians you're voting for and see where they stand on workers' rights. See where they stand on the fight for 15. See where they stand, you know, for a union for workers, you know? And that's where we need to make the big difference, Ed. We can protest and we can march in the streets, but until we get the politicians who are willing to change the laws to hold these corporations accountable will not be as successful as we can be. I mean, we made successes here in Kansas City through our protests, so we know it can be done. We can move the political needle. We just need to get out there and vote responsibly.
Good stuff. Richard Eicher, I appreciate the time. Keep up the great work. I'd love to have you come back and talk with us again at some point.
Okay.
Thanks so much. Again, you know, this is one of those things that, you know, as I've been saying for a while, it's about dignity. It's about respect. It's about ensuring that every job matters and every job is worth that respect. I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. Let me know what you think. Is it possible that we could pay $15 and make sure that every worker gets health care and paid vacation and paid sick time? I think it's possible. You can email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. Quick break, right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.